uniforms. It's a dark green with the black pants, the white helmets with the new Spartan logo on there. BG's in the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet as well. And Trevor Hallequist will kick off. I think one thing to note here is that, you know, it's a 14-0 game. BG might be a little down on themselves. I don't know. They look fine out there. The body language is good. But you get one score, you're right back in this game. I hope they're remembering
Absolutely. I'm sure that Coach Lorimer pumped them up in the half.
They're going to go for an onside kick here to start the second half. And the ball is going to be recovered, let's see, at the bottom of the pile by, oh boy, it's a big dog pile there. The official's still trying to find out who got this ball down there. And BG, of course, is pointing their way, and they got it. They are going to pick it up at the 45-yard line, and Tommy Palmateer somehow came out of the bottom of that pile, I believe, with the football. What a gutsy call by Coach Lorimer.
Yeah. I was just getting ready to say, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. We haven't seen Trevor do it. I was getting ready to say, if you folks haven't ever seen this kid kick a football, he kicked the football out of the stadium in Delhi the other day. I mean, it was right out of the, right over the track, everything, you know. He kicked two or three touchbacks, so he can kick it a long ways, and now we just seen that he can kick the onside kick as well.
So here is how the Quist will hand off to Ben Bavar. Sweeps to the outside on the right side, down to the 45 before he's pushed out of bounds. Did lose the ball, but for BG, it was lucky it popped out of bounds. So if that doesn't give BG a jolt of energy there, recovering that onside kick, I don't know what will. So this could be huge for Bainbridge Guilford.
And I'm going to give a lot of props to the coaching staff of BG. That's a gutsy call.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you don't come up with that ball, you're giving the offense a really, really good field position to start off the second half.
So here we go. We are just 10 seconds into this third quarter, and an onside kick has given BG the ball just when you thought, okay, UNT goes in the driver's seat, 14-0, and the ball to start the second half. Here's BG going for it, going left to right. They're on the 45 as they get the ball back after that onside kick. Hallequist is going to pull it down, fakes the throw, runs up the middle to the 40, and he's going to be about 2 yards short of a first down. Third and short coming up here for the BG Bobcats.
Nice little play right there, and he actually kind of faked out one of the tacklers because he kind of faked like he was going to throw the ball, so the guy kind of stopped for a second, and then Trevor picked up another 2-3 yards on that play. So brings up a manageable third down. The ball spotted just about the 39-yard line of the Spartans.
So a big play coming up here for the Spartans on a third and short as they trail 14-0 as we start the third quarter. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. Man in motion is Turzo. They'll hand off to him, a sweep to the right, pushing the pile forward. Good for a BG first down across the 35.
Yep, real nice little play. The little almost like a scissors cutback kind of play. Turzo's really kind of short in stature and quick, so he's hard to find in the mix too, and good for first down.
So the clock's still running, 10:55 to go. Third quarter, BG with the ball. They are inside the 35-yard line, again going left to right. Hallequist has two wide receivers split to the left and two to the right. Petrotoni is in motion. They'll hand off to him. No, it's a fake up the middle to Bavar. Little 360 spin down to about the 26-yard line. And boy, I'm really enjoying Wilsey trying to bring down Bavar. It's a great matchup.
Yeah, it definitely is. They're both, you know, really, really good, strong kids and just do not want the other one to succeed. So it's pretty neat to watch.
So this has been a good matchup here between those two, and it's going to continue throughout this second half. Going to be a second and about two here for BG as they are down to the 25-yard line looking for their first score of the night. Petrotoni again in motion. This time they'll hand off to him. He cuts back up the middle. Gain of about 2 yards as he crosses over the 25. Will it be good for a first down? No, going to be a third and inches here for BG.
Wow, I thought they had got the yardage before, but must be Bavar put his knee down a little further back on that play. But, yeah, it's, you know, right where they are now, I would say they're in two-down territory with a yard to go. So I don't think they're going to put Trevor back out there again.
Third and short here for BG. They're at the Unitego 25. They trail 14-0 early third quarter. They throw across the middle. Pass is complete. Yes. They'll say it was a good catch across the middle, a nice slant by Travis Turzo.
Yeah, Turzo ran a little slant right into the middle of the field, and Hallquist threw the ball low so that Turzo was the only one that could get it, and Turzo did like a baseball slide to get there.
So the ball down to about the 16-yard line. 9:20 to go, third quarter. It's Unitego 14, BG nothing. But BG is on the march here after an onside kick to get the ball to start the third quarter. trying to get a jolt here on offense. Hallequist again with a man in motion. It's Allen turns. The ball is loose, and Hallequist just has to fall on it here. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. You can see the field looks a little wet now. It's kind of a, you know, a patchy fog comes in here tonight to give a little dampness to everything.
Yeah, it definitely is starting to get a little damp now. And like we said before, maybe that's what was happening in the first half with the ball, getting a little condensation on it and stuff, and made it a little bit slipperier than normal.
Clock continues to move, third quarter, 8:45 to go. 14-0 lead for Unitego over BG, but the Bobcats are driving. Ball is down to about the 15-yard line here on a second and 10. They'll hand off up the middle to Bavard. Dances from right to left, tries to get outside on that left wing side. Picks up about 5 yards before he's brought down by Caden Clow.
That was the normal Bavard play. Right off tackle was on the right-hand side, but Spartan said, nope, we've seen enough of this. We're going to shut that down. But Bavard made a nice cut back to his left and got some positive yards, and it brings up third and 9.
Still a long third down here. Will BG go back to the air as the clock hits 8 minutes to go in the third quarter? It's 14-0 Unitego on top of BG. Here's Hallequist in the shotgun, drops back, looks like he wants to throw and does. DePetrotoni to the outside and again through his hands. Fourth down coming.
Yeah, I think that one was just a little bit too far out in front of Petrotoni. Hallequist was trying to hit him in stride and just put it out just a little bit too far.
So decision time here for Bainbridge-Guilford on a 4th and 9. Looks like the play will come in, and you know you do have Hallequist being able to kick the ball, but it looks like they're going to run a play here on 4th and 9 with the ball at about the Unitego 15. So can the Spartans hold on D? Bavard is in the backfield. One wide receiver to the right and two to the left. Hallequist drops back. He's going to roll to his right. Pressure is coming from Dean Reed. Hallequist tries to go right up the middle and no good as Andy Sheldon was there to bring him down. Turnover on downs for the Bobcats.
Yeah. Dean Reed totally ruined that play just by getting in Hallequist's face, making him scramble, and he scrambled to help, and they tackled Hallequist shy of the first down.
Hallequist really just had nowhere to go. He looks a little frustrated at the moment, but BG just got to try to work off some of that momentum they had on that drive there, as that was a really nice job to come out of the halftime break, try the onside kick, get it back. So that was some great momentum there, and we'll see if they can come up and get it back on defense. Still trailing 14-0, 7:45 to go here in this third quarter. As Unitego gets the ball, they'll hand off Dawson Wilsey to the outside right wing, trying to push the pile forward, and finally brought down in the middle of that pile for a gain of 2, and boy, it was a hard 2.
Yeah, it definitely was a hard 2, and he actually started off on the right side but ended up over here on the left side tackle area, and he really worked hard to get those yards.
So the clock is a good friend now. The Unitego Spartans, they're going to continue to let this one run. The plays come in from the sideline, keeping that clock moving, as Unitego has a 14-0 lead with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And we have a flag on the play, false start against the Unitego Spartans. We'll back them up here on second down.
Yeah, dead ball. The referee blew that right away, and that'll move them back, like Nate said, 5 yards.
So if you're BG, you do have Unitego pinned pretty deep in their own end. After this 5-yard penalty, he's going to be back to the 20-yard line. And we'll see if the BG defense can hold. Still a lot of time left in this ball game, but Unitego really chewing some clock here.
Yeah, and BG is, I'm going to say they've been to the 20 maybe twice.
I would, yes.
Would you say about that?
I would
that?
Agree. They've
and
had some nice drives,
yeah,
just haven't been able to cash in.
Yep. Either fumble or whatever.
Here is Slauson, drops back. He's going to roll out and throw. He's got a man wide open again, and this one right through, maybe about a yard or two ahead of Connor Griffin again, and he couldn't catch up to that one. Maybe it looked like he got his fingertips on it, but it went right through.
Yeah, he's definitely getting deeper than the deepest Bobcat on the defense right there, so somebody's got to know that that guy's coming all the way across the field, because he's starting over here on the left-hand side over by the press box, and he's running all the way over to the hash on the right side. And he's just outrunning the defense.
Makes you really appreciate some of the local offenses we've seen over the last few years that make passing look so easy. Of course, Sydney right now has one of those offenses that makes it good, but just a few years ago here at Unitego, you had Fireben ripping the ball all over the field out here.
He could definitely spin it, that's for sure.
So a third and 10 coming up here for Unitigo. And here is Slauson. He's going to drop back, wants to throw long again. Pocket collapses on him, breaks free. Slauson moving forward. Going to be very close to a first down, out to about the 30-yard line. Looked like he got around a tackle and then slipped. And we'll see if they give it to him or not.
Yeah, that play broke down because of pressure from the BG Bobcat line. And Slauson just got out of there just in time, and he picked up a big, big chunk of yards. It looks like they're marking it short of the first down right now. We might have a measurement.
So
we do.
We're going to see. We're going to have a measurement here with 6:24 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo leading Bainbridge-Guilford 14-0. And as the fog rolls in here, a little chilly in this third quarter. And let's see the measurement. The chain gang is going to come out and check this one out. It's going to be really close. The ball is at the Unitigo 30-yard line. And here we go. So they get the chain. And the official signal is fourth and inches coming
wow.
up.
Wow.
I mean, maybe by the nose of the football.
Yeah. Well, Slauson just showed me he can run. I think I'm just going up under center, silent snap, goose to center, and take it right up his backside and get the first down.
Yeah, that was a great run there by Slauson to kind of bail out Unitigo. It looked like they wanted to go to the air again, and the play just kind of broke down, and Slauson did it with his legs. But, hey, still a couple inches to go here, and if this BG defense can come up with a stop, they would have really good field position. Again, 6:24 to go, third quarter. It's Unitigo 14 and BG nothing. Can the BG defense hold? And they've done a nice job on some of these short yardage situations here tonight. Let's see where Dawson Wilsey, DW, lines up here to the left side. Caden Cloud was in the backfield. Slauson surveying everything at the line at the QB position. Going to be a QB sneak. Looks like they're going to try to push the pile forward. Gets bounced to the outside, and they'll say it was just enough to pick up a first down and move the chain.
Yeah, definitely looked like they BG had it stopped for a second, but Slauson just kept inching his way to the right side and then fell forward for the first down. So that was a big play right there on fourth down for the Spartans. First and 10 on their own 30.
Clock continues to move down to 5:50 to go in this third quarter. It's Unitigo 14, Bainbridge-Guilford nothing. Under the lights here tonight at Unitigo Central. Slauson again taking his time, and Unitigo's had the ball for several minutes on this drive, and they're only out to about the 30-yard line. Now they hand it off to Dawson Wilsey. He's looking to change that 35-40 on that right wing side before he's just roped out of bounds, crossed over to about the 45 before he was shoved out.
Yeah, nice little run there. You don't see it a lot of times, but every now and then he will kick it outside, and he shows that he does have a little quickness in him and, you know, makes a nice first down run.
So 5.5 to go, third quarter, 14-0 lead for Unitigo over BG. They move the chains for another first down out to about the 42-yard line. Slauson checking the play on his wrist. No wide receivers at all. Going to be a little double reverse, finding Cooper Thayer. He gets into the open field to the 50. 45 for Cooper Thayer. Tries to cut back to the 40 before he's brought down and into BG territory for Cooper Thayer.
Cooper Thayer with a nice little 15, 20-yard run right there for a first down.
So 5:20 to go, third quarter, and a great run there by Cooper Thayer, who hasn't had much room to get out into the open field tonight. That was probably his longest run of the night, and moves the chains again for Unitigo as they are into BG territory. Slauson again with Clow in the backfield. This time will fake the handoff, keeps it himself, bounces to the outside before he's roped down here by the BG defense and pushed back about a yard or two. Good tackle there by Garrett Ives.
Yeah, Garrett Ives would not let him go. He just said, you're not going any further than maybe a yard. Yep, looks like they're going to give him about a yard on the carry. So nice play on the defensive side for the Bobcats.
Slauson was about maybe a yard away from just starting to break that out into the open, and Ives just came up and made a great yard-saving tackle. So 4.5 to go, third quarter. 14-0, Unitigo on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. Slauson now on a second and probably a 9. Will hand off to Cooper Thayer. He cuts back from right to left, goes up the middle, gain of about 2 here for the Unitigo Spartans. And again, they just continue to work this clock, Tim, as this has been Since they got the ball back on the turnover on downs, they've had it for about 6 minutes here, and they're just trying to run it.
Yeah, they're definitely just eating this up, eating the clock up, and, you know, throwing the ball the one time, trying to throw the ball, and the big home run hitter, and unsuccessful. So now they say, well, we're just going to sit here with a two-score lead and run this clock out.
14-0, the Spartans on top. They will hand this one off to Caden Clow. He'll try to go right up the gut. Gain of about two here on third down. So this is going to be a fourth down once again here for the Spartans. They're in BG territory, and it's going to be about a fourth and four, I would say.
Yeah, and they are right at about the 34?
34,
I would say, yeah. 34, so, what are you going to gain if you punt the ball, you know? But I think we remember this play before because he was the little short rugby-type kick that he did that one time, and
yes,
he just kept going and going and going.
So here is Slauson. He's going to drop out to the right side, pulls it down, tries to run forward. He's not going to pick up enough for the first down. Looked like he wanted to maybe go out and throw and just ran out of real estate. The BG defense collapses in on him, and they will get the ball back. So Unitigo successfully eats some time off the clock, but BG doesn't allow any points, so they still trail by two scores with 3:07 to go in the third.
Right, and I was just going to say that, but just before you did, the same thing. They didn't have a successful drive as far as getting a score on putting points on the board, but they did eat a lot of the clock, and that is going to eventually become BG's enemy.
3:07 to go, third quarter. Hallequist is back out as BG goes left to right. They trail 14-0. They hand off to Bavar. He goes up the middle. He's met right there by Dawson Wilsey, who hangs on for dear life and brings him down.
Yeah, I think they've figured out what they want to do with when they see Bavar in the back. They're just keeping Wilsey just off the ball a little, or off the line of scrimmage a little further back so he can see what's going on with the blocking, and then he also is giving himself time to react to Bavar.
Boy, Dawson is just doing a great job of whatever he can grab onto of Bavar and just holding on. So going to be about a second and 10. They're going to do a little double reverse to Terzo. He bounces out to the left side. He's at the 35 and out to about the 38-yard line before he's brought down. Good tackle there by Derek Rose of Unitigo.
Number 20, Derek Rose, with an absolutely fantastic play, because if he doesn't make that play, Terzo is running down the sideline.
2:15 to go, third quarter. Unitigo still on top here at home over visiting BG by a score of 14-0. What we thought would be a probably low-scoring running affair has been just that. Two touchdowns for Caden Clow for Unitigo in the first half has been the difference. One of 5 yards and one on a fourth and one. So here is Hallequist on a third and short. About a third and four, they hand off to Bavar. He hits the pile, drags it forward, and boy, another very close to a first down marking here. And yes, they are going to give it to him and move the chain. So BG's still working it forward.
Yep, nice little play right there, and the tackler spun Ben around and actually gave him the extra half yard he needed for the first down, so Bobcats continue this drive.
So BG has the ball. They are in their own territory going left to right, out at about the 42-yard line here, and a fresh set of downs to work with. Hallequist in the shotgun, two wide receivers to each side. He's going to throw out to Petrattoni through his fingertips and out of bounds, and that connection has just not been there tonight. Petrattoni just hasn't been able to hang on.
Yeah, it has not. And the one that we saw last week that he hasn't really targeted is Cody Ferreira. The one time on one play for a first down they did, but I think they're trying to set up a little one-on-one out here on the right-hand side with Ferreira and the cornerback. So keep that in mind, that you might see Ferreira extend one down the field and let Hallequist give it a fly.
About a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Still a 14-0 lead for Unitigo over Bainbridge Guilford. Hallequist wants to throw again, and there it is. You called it, Tim, looking for Ferreira in and out of his hands at the 20-yard line. Incomplete. And, boy, he hangs on to that one. It would have been a huge pickup for the Bobcats.
Yeah, it was funny because I saw that the play before when he went to Petrattoni. At that time, they ran a little double move with Ferreira, kind of like the old bench route. You run a little quick out, and then you stretch it up the field. And he did a nice job. Ferreira ran a nice route, and it was double coverage, but he was behind both guys.
And the ball was laid right in there perfectly, and he just couldn't hang on. So looks like we're going to have an official timeout here with a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading 14-0.
Somebody had a loose wheel.
Let Looked like Cooper Thayer had to tie up his shoe there, so they gave him an extra second. We'll get back underway. Clock down to a minute 10. Here's Hallequist on a 3rd and 10. Throws out into the flat left side, complete, driving the pile forward here for Bainbridge Guilford for 5 yards, and then falling out of bounds was number 44, Garrett Ives.
First time he's targeted Garrett Ives tonight, and Mr. Ives says, I'll hang on that ball for you.
1:02 to go in this third quarter, and that's, you know, as a coaching staff, you got to look back at some of those opportunities and say, you know, great execution, just couldn't hang on to the ball sometimes, and that's going to happen from time to time.
Oh, yeah, it is definitely going to happen. And, you know, it's just right now Petrone's really struggling with the catching of the ball, and I know it's driving him nuts because he wants to show you
right.
how quick and fast he is once
right.
he catches it.
Sometimes once it's in your head, that's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. So a minute to go, third quarter. Here is Hallequist. Bounces out to the right side. Dean Reed's going to rope him down for a big-time loss. That's about a 10- to 15-yard loss. Dean Reed was right there, grabbed onto the jersey, and brought him down.
Yeah, that was a total misplay right there by the block by the offensive tackle for the Bobcats, and Reed just outmanned him and just took himself right into Hallequist, and big sack and big turnover on downs.
55 seconds to go here, third quarter, turnover on downs, and it's going to give Unitigo very good field position about where maybe they lost it there when they gave it back over to BG. So 14-0 lead. Spartans will get the ball back late here in this third quarter. So just a quick update from that Delhi-Walton game. Walton did score early in the third, 21-16. So a closer game than we originally thought between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. So here on 1st and 10, a little sweep run to the outside for Unitigo. Good for about 5 yards. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. And sometimes with those little double handoffs there, it's hard to tell who has it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was Wilsey just by the way the play was formulated, because it went to the right side and Wilsey's over on the left-hand side, and it was a little quick pitch, so I think it was Wilsey on the carry, and he did get about 5 yards, so 2nd down and 5.
20 seconds to go. This could be the last play of the third quarter. Unitigo with a 14-0 lead. About a 2nd and 4, and somebody jumped a little early, and it's going to be against Unitigo backing them up.
Yeah, that's going to put them back at the line of scrimmage and then bring up 2nd down and 10.
So a 2nd and 10 coming up, so that run there by Wilsey is negated, and looks like Unitigo is just going to let the time run off, and that will be the end of the third quarter with the score. Unitigo 14, BG nothing. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. A special good luck wish goes to the Unitigo Spartans. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A fast-moving game here tonight at Unitigo. As we start the fourth quarter, the Spartans with a 14-0 lead. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDO Sports. .com. Unitigo with the ball as we switch ends of the field there at the 30-yard line here on about a 2nd and 9 as they go left to right. And a little pitch looking for Dawson Wilsey, getting in behind his blockers, pushing the pile forward as he cut back from right to left for about a gain of 5.
Yep, same play, just a little quick pitch to Wilsey. He picks the hole based on the blocking, and then he ended up over on the left side where he started. Nice little positive gain of about 4 or 5. Brings up 3rd and 4.
So again, coming into tonight's game, Unitigo with a record of 2-1, BG with 2-0. The lone loss for Unitigo was the opener at Sydney, which was not a great night for them, but since then they've really bounced back, trying to improve here to 3-1 tonight. They'll push the pile forward here on a 3rd and short with Caden Clow. He will easily pick up the first down and more, getting down to about the 15-yard line.
And I got to say, that's the first time Clow's carried the ball in the second half. And
yeah, he's been quiet.
Very well done right there on that play. Gets the first down yardage, and the ball will be just about the 18-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
Seems like Coach McCroney has a lot of faith in Clow in those kind of tight, short yardage situations that he's going to get the job done. So an official timeout on the field, getting some things set. And the clock will start to run again as we had 11 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 14-0 lead for Unitigo over Bainbridge-Guilford. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and we'll try to keep you updated on those other scores of the games we're watching here tonight as well. So here on a 1st and 10, they'll hand off up the middle again. Unitigo with the ball. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile. It will be Caden Clow, maybe a gain of 2.
Yep, Clow with a little quick hitter off the left tackle that time in left guard tackle gap and picked up 2 yards. Brings up 2nd down.
And again, just the same theme as the third quarter. Unitigo just wants to continue to let that clock run down as much as they can. As
Boston is doing a really good job with the clock management right now.
That drive in the third quarter was, again, no points, but took about 7 minutes off the clock, so that was huge. Hand off to Wilsey. He bounces to the right side, bullying his way forward. He's going to be inside the 5, stretching it forward. Did lose the ball, but they'll say he was down. So this is going to be a 1st and goal here for Unitigo going left to right.
Yeah, as soon as that ball popped out, the referee blew his whistle and pointed at the ground and blew it dead right away before BG tried to pick it up and scoop it up and run it in the end zone.
9:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo with a 14-0 lead, trying to add to it here as they're inside the red zone, down to about the BG 5-yard line. So Slauson gets the play from the sideline. Everybody's packed in pretty tight here. They'll fake the handoff to Klaus. Slauson is going to take it himself, runs to the outside, and a touchdown for Unitigo. As the BG defense was biting on trying to stop Clow or Wilsey, and as you said, he can run. Slauson slipped to the outside for the score.
Great, great ball fake by that young man right there. He, you know, everybody thought that Wilsey had the ball, but Clow just put it on his hip, ran around the left end. Nobody touched him.
Great play for Unitigo as they build the lead up to 20-0 with 9:23 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Stockert looking for the extra point. He's 2 for 2 so far tonight. Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. And the ball is up and through, but no good. Just went to the left a little bit. And so they put 6 points on the board. And it's a 20-0 lead, Unitigo over BG, with 9:23 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school football on WCDO. Make sure you check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and so much more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks that you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with 9:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live from Unitigo Central School tonight. Unitigo with a fresh 20-0 lead after Paulie Slauson ran one in, the quarterback keeper. The extra point was no good, so a 20-0 lead as Stockard's going to boom this one down the field, and it looks like it'll go out of bounds at about the 5-yard line here, untouched by BG.
It didn't go out of bounds by much. That was going to be really, really close. And I'll tell you what, if I was the young man that was going to pick that ball, had to pick that ball up, he would have really had to run for his life right there.
Just a look at that Deposit Hancock UV game. The Eagles are leading the Storm 36-20. And that game is early part of the second half. Boy, a lot of scoring over there tonight at UV.
Yeah, definitely. Both teams are putting some points on the board, and I find that kind of strange because I don't think UV has scored too much already this year. But obviously, Paza Hancock, I mean, I'd give Shaver, right?
Yes, Shaver. Aaron Shaver.
I would have that boy running the ball almost every time.
And it sounds like that's what he's doing tonight for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. First and 10, they'll hand off to Ben Bavar here for BG. Hits the hole hard, and Wilsey met him there again, shoulder to shoulder, about a 3-yard gain. Boy, that was a hard hit.
Yeah, sure was, and lucky, good to see that Ben got up after that because he kind of turned his ribs to the, exposed his ribs to the tackler, and he put his shoulder pads right in his ribs.
Going to be a second and about 7. BG with the ball going right to left on your radio dial. They're out to about their own 36-yard line here. Here's Hallequist in the shotgun. Drops back, looks to throw. BG going to try to go to the air, and they're looking way down the field, and this one is overthrown by about 3 yards. Will we have a flag on the play? No, for pass interference, as they were trying to go down that left wing side for Alan Turzo.
Well, the BG Bobcat faithful fans did not like the no call on that. Let me tell you, they are ripping this line judge over here on the right side up right now.
Sydney, about midway through the third quarter, on top of Harper's Lafton, 20-6.
20-6, so still the same, right?
That's your that's your Sydney Warriors update. Three
midway
touchdowns.
Through the third?
Yeah, midway through the third, about 6 minutes to go in the third. So
and
that's
we're almost midway through the fourth.
Yeah, well, we've been the other weeks when we've done Sydney games, the Unitego game always seems to fly. I think just because they run the ball so much. So here's Hallequist, throws to Petrotoni, complete at the 40, but then he slips and falls out to about the 42, and it's going to be fourth down coming up, fourth and short.
Yeah, good gain, though. Good gain, and it's going to be, like you said, like Nate said, fourth down and about a long two or three for the Bobcats, and I'm sure they have to go for it because with this amount of time left and being down three scores.
Got to go for it.
Got to go for it.
20-0 the score, in case you're just joining us. Unitego on top of Bainbridge Guilford with 8:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Great night for high school football here in week four. Hard to believe it's week four already. Here is Hallequist in the shotgun. Fourth down, they'll hand off to Bavar. He hits the pile, and he's not going to make it. He's going to come up inches short. He was met there on the line. Austin Gilbertson, I believe, was first for Unitego.
Austin Gilbertson was an absolutely fantastic form tackle right there. You know, I said it many times when we've done these games with the Bobcats that Bavar does not go backwards. He just did. That was an absolutely perfect tackle by Gilbertson.
That just kind of sums up the night it's been for BG. Make a lot of progress. You need about an inch, a yard, and they just haven't been able to get that last little chunk tonight.
Yep.
So it's been a tough night for BG. Unitego, just everything seems to be clicking. You know, since week one, it did not go their way in a big way against Sydney. They were shut out in that game. And since then, they have really come back strong. Here's Wilsey on a first and 10 as Unitego goes left to right over the 40 down to about the 36-yard line. And, you know, it's
you know, I mean, if you think about it, sometimes if you lose the battle, but you still have the ability to win the rest of the war.
Yeah,
you know what
very
I mean?
True.
And that could be a huge motivator for Unitego, and it could definitely be why we're seeing them coming on now is after that defeat.
Well, I saw these guys after practice the other day. As this, they'll have about a second and 4. I'll finish my story in a second here as Slauson is going to hand it off to Cooper Thayer. Bounces outside 35 on that left wing, down to about the 30 before he's tackled there. Good for a first down for Unitego. I was here watching a girls' soccer game. The guys just finished up, came over to support the girls and watch the girls' game. And somebody asked them as I was sitting there talking to them, do you guys want to play Sydney again? Kind of jokingly. And they all looked very serious. They said, yeah. We hope we get another chance.
Yeah.
Not
well,
saying in a cocky way,
right.
But hey, we want to redeem ourselves and show them we can give them a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're just so much of a rival that you would definitely not answer that question when we're ready. We want them.
6:50 to go, fourth quarter. They'll hand off on a first and 10 to Wilsey. Again, just moving that pile forward, went right up the middle. Good for about a gain of 5.
Yep, nice little play on first down, and I tell you, number 22 just knows how to handle the rock, and he just does such a great job inside on the and through the first line of defense, and then once he gets in the backers, then he's going to make somebody pay.
Wilsie, Clow, and Thayer have all run the ball very well tonight, but especially Wilsie. Clow does have two scores, but they were from very in close. They're going to hand off now to Thayer. Again, he cuts back to the left wing side, tries to get outside for that sweep. BG shutting it down, and maybe about a gain of two there. Again, nice play on the outside. We've said his name a lot tonight, Evan Heiser.
Yeah, Evan Heiser's done a really good job from his linebacker spot, and actually that was a really nice play because he had to scrape a long ways along the line of scrimmage to get out there and stop there.
So 5:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Post-game show will be coming up. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, the Catalog Outlet, and ACCO Brands for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of good choices tonight. We'll have to hash that out in the post-game show, Tim, as Unitiga with the ball again, chewing up this clock. On a third and about three, they'll hand off to Clow. Boy, Clow moving the pile forward, good for about 10 yards. When he only needed three, and he was just about one tackle away from maybe his third touchdown of the night.
And you said it again, or you said it earlier, that kid's a sophomore?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Only one on the roster.
Only sophomore on the roster. I'll tell you, Unitigo Spartan's backfield is going to be good for another couple of years for that young man back there.
Heck of a baseball player. They brought him up to varsity in ninth grade last year, and he was a big contributor. And you could just see he was ready and mature enough to be up on the varsity level in a variety of sports. So it's great to see him on the football field. He's got a good arm, too. Maybe we'll see him at the QB position in the next couple of years. Sweep run here for Nick Carpenter for pay dirt here for the Unitigo Spartans, and it's 27-0. Carpenter, a Franklin student, able to weave his way through and in for the score.
Yeah, nice little play, almost like a jet sweep kind of thing, coming from the left to the right, and Carpenter made a nice cut in the second level and just beat everybody to the end zone.
So Carpenter, his first carry of the night, in for a touchdown. So Carpenter with about a 20-yard TD run, and we'll see what the extra point brings here for Unitigo, or if they'll go for two. Looks like they're going to kick, though.
Let's see what they're going to do. It looks like they're having a pretty big huddle, so I'm thinking they're, nope, no kicker this time, so they are going for two.
They're
going
to go for two. They want to try to bump this up to 28. Let's see. And they'll hand one off. Cutting back and running forward. Can they get in? And yes, they do. Two-point is good. Noah Hotala with his first handoff punches it in for two. And it's 28-0. Two-point conversion is good. 4:58 to go, fourth quarter. Again, Unitigo leading BG 28-0 here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Unitigo will kick this one deep after a touchdown from Nick Carpenter, and it's 28-0. Petrattoni will field this one at the 10-yard line. Cuts back to the outside. Petrattoni's got some wheels to the 40, 45 before he's pushed out of bounds by Austin Stockert. And boy, you can see why he... when he gets a full head of steam, he is tough to bring down.
Yeah, when he gets in space, that kick can jet. And I'm telling you right now, that was a great, great angle taken by Stockard right there. Otherwise, Petrattoni still may be running.
Yeah, and it had to be perfect because
if he beat him, he was probably into the end zone.
There was nobody else back there. So 4:51 to go, fourth quarter. BG is going to bring in another QB here. Evan Heiser is going to come in at the QB position, it looks like. Halliquist is on the sideline, and a timeout is taken here by Unitigo. With 4:51 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Unitigo 28, BG nothing. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO. These are the games we're keeping an eye on tonight. Walton at Delhi, Harpersville Aptons at Sydney, of course DH is at UV, and Moravia is at Green. So in the postgame show, we'll get you as many of those scores as we possibly can. Heiser is in at quarterback, and he's going to hand one off here to Garrett Ives, working his way up the middle, and he'll be across midfield as BG goes right to left, down to about the 47-yard line. So we're seeing some new faces and some new positions out there for both sides here.
Ives looked like he was on a man on a mission right there, that he could, like, put his head down and run the ball and then finish off the run by bringing the pads to the tackler.
So 4:22 to go here, fourth quarter. BG breaks the huddle as BG will be at home next week on Friday against Unadilla Valley. The game will do right here on CDO, so we'll be seeing the Bobcats again soon. Heiser's going to throw this one down the right side of the field into double coverage. It's batted around a couple of times and then down to the turf as he was looking for Gabe Sherman on the right wing side.
Sherman went up and made a nice play on the ball, and then the ball ended up actually on the back of the defender. I'm sitting there going, he's going to pick that up again. And that other guy's going to turn around and go, Where'd the ball go?
Yeah, that was one of those freak plays kind of where the ball was kind of pinballing
first,
off everybody.
First touchdown for Liam Matthews this year.
Yeah.
As a reminder.
Yeah. You know, Sydney tossed one up into the end zone against Unitigo, and it hit off about three pairs of hands and dropped right down into his. Here's Heiser is going to throw again, and no flag on the play there. It looked like the BG receiver was tripped up in space as they were looking for Mason Brown, but fourth down coming up here for the Bobcats with 3:58 to go.
Yeah, that was pretty blatant right there. I think you would say he was tackled.
Yeah.
Not really interfered with, tackled.
Oh, you see,
no flag.
You know, some of the substitutes come in at some of these positions. Yeah. They might not be used to. You see some interesting plays. Fourth down here, it's a fourth and 10. Unitigo leads 28-0 over Bainbridge Guilford here tonight under the lights at Unitigo High School. And under center is backup quarterback Evan Heiser. Now the snap is low. He's going to have to chase it into the backfield and fall on this one. Turnover on downs, and the Spartans will get it back going left to right at their own 38.
Yeah, that was a no-win situation for Heiser. As soon as he dropped the ball, he you know, you're going to be turning the ball over on downs anyways. And he did the right thing, because if he doesn't do it, somebody from Unitigo picks it up and runs it in for another score. But good play by that young man. He'll be leading the show next year for the Bobcats, I'm sure.
Yeah, Heiser is probably a look into the future at the BG quarterback position. Hallequist, a senior. And, you know, this will be interesting to see how Trevor will bounce back next week against UV. Looks like BG will fall short in this one here tonight, trailing 28-0. But he's going to have to, you know, a lot of these guys look at him as a leader. He's going to have to rally the troops.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, part of being the quarterback, you know, on the field is one thing, but it's the next week when you're in the locker room and you have to motivate these guys and say, hey, you know what, we got beat by 4 touchdowns, but you know what, played a tough game, we competed, we got this week to get ready for, and I think Trevor's got the motivation, skills, and everything to handle that.
Noah Hotala is in at quarterback here for the Spartans, and it'll be a second and short after a handoff on first down for Unitigo. And you know, this is where you do have some of those younger guys that have benefited from playing a lot on the JV program that's coming up for Unitigo.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said before, 90 kids in the program. That's absolutely amazing.
Handoff here to the outside for Derek Rose, down to about the 30, and that is going to be good for a first down.
Yeah, nice little play. That was Derek Rose running the Nate Wilsey play instead of Nate Wilsey, or not Nate Wilsey.
Yeah.
I said it again, DW, and Dawson Wilsey. And Rose did a nice job on that play, and it was a nice tackle. And if that tackle's not made, I think he's in the one end zone.
So 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We got to give a quick shout-out down to our camera guy on the far side for Unitigo.
Pac-Man's
down there listening to us. We'll see. Yeah, he's giving us the wave down there. Big shout-out to Pac-Man, who's volunteering his time tonight for Unitigo on the camera crew. Handoff here to Nick Carpenter, working his way forward inside the 25 before he's brought down here on second down, or first down, excuse me. So this is going to be a second down and short here for the Spartans with 2:15 to go.
You want to know what I really liked about that? We actually realized that somebody is listening, because we said his name, he waved, And we knew right away that he was actually listening to the game. So there are people out there, Nate.
That's good. They haven't turned us off. Harper's left and has scored, and it's 20-13.
Wow.
So they might be
ball
coming
game.
Back a little bit there against the Sydney Warriors. There's about a minute to go in the third quarter.
Yeah.
So about a quarter behind there. Run to the outside here for Unitigo by Derek Rose as we hit a minute 40 to go. And that's going to be good for a first down as he does pick up the 2 yards on that left wing side.
Nice little play right there off to the left, and good for first down yardage. And we got about a minute and a half left to go, and I'm hoping Unitigo will start thinking about taking that old victory position and getting out of Dodge.
Down to about the 16-yard line here as the clock continues to move. And we'll see what Unitigo decides to do. I'm sure these guys who have been on the sideline all night might be hungry to try to get in that end zone. They are going to run a play, and they will run it up the middle here with Dane Stanton. Maybe good for about a yard for Mr. Stanton.
Yeah, tough little yard right there. I'll tell you that he was hit by like two or three of the Bobcats immediately and refused to go down and got a positive gain.
So clock continues to move down to 55 seconds left as Unitigo is going to move to 3-1, and BG is going to fall to 2-1 here tonight. As again, BG had the week off. They were originally scheduled to play Seton Catholic, who then forfeited their season. As we will have the victory stance here, and they'll take a knee to run some time off the clock. So everybody who was on Seton's schedule did not have a game with Seton because they had to cancel their season. So that was the reason BG did not play back in week two. So that's going to do it as time is going to tick off the clock here, and Unitigo is going to walk away with a 28-0 victory over the BG Bobcats. We'll come back and give you our final thoughts as Unitigo moves to 3-1, BG falls to 2-1. Post-game show coming up. We'll have all our awards and everything here on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here one last time as the Unitigo Spartans shut out the BG Bobcats 28-0. It's our post-game show with our post-game awards, but I just want to mention, as they're starting the fourth quarter, Sydney leads Harpersville-Afton 20-13, and the Hornets are driving again.
Wow.
They are down deep in Sydney territory, so look out, folks. That could be a wild finish tonight between the Hornets and the Warriors. And but again, our final score here, 28-0.
Yeah, and the Green game was the same way.
Yeah, very true.
So, but yeah,
very true.
Here was a little bit different story. The Bobcats tonight just ran into a really well-oiled Unitigo Spartan offense, and they just got the job done.
Yeah, this was just, you know, what we've seen last year and now this year. This has been typical Unitigo style football where they just pound you and pound you. They find a way to do it simply, and they don't do anything super fancy, and at the end of the day they just seem to have more points on the scoreboard. It's hard to explain sometimes.
Yeah, it is, and the thing is if you think you're gonna put eight men in the box and just, you know, stuff them, they're able to throw the ball too.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, you gotta really like what they've done. Coach Mike Crony and his staff have done a fantastic job. You know, 3 years ago you had the run and gun and all that stuff with Firebend, and now you've got the ground and pound.
Yes.
With all these backs. So,
well, let's wrap up our broadcast here with our three awards, and then we'll have one more look at the out-of-town scoreboard. But our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll start with the Offense Award tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. And we have decided tonight to go with Caden Clow for Unitigo. Two touchdowns, got them off to a pretty good start here tonight, and just looks like he has a bright future ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, like we said before, only sophomore on the team, and I'll tell you what, two more years of that young man in the backfield, and you're going to see a lot of yards put up by that guy.
Josh Wilson has scored for Harpersville-Afton. The point after was no good, so Sydney leads 20-19.
Oh, my goodness.
That has turned into a ball game down there at Sydney, so
wow.
That's going to be a fun finish. Next here is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We've decided to go with DW tonight, Dawson Wilsey. I just thought, and you did too, Tim, that every time he met Ben Bavar in the hole, he was hitting him hard and met him like a truck on several occasions and just did what he had to do tonight for the Spartans. He was all over the place.
Yeah, definitely on defense he was all over the place. And he did some really good job on Ben Bavar, which is not easy to do because that young man hits his top speed right away, and he's into the second level. And they had a lot of head-on collisions. And, you know, from our vantage point up here in the booth, you could hear it.
You could.
So you know that they were really hitting or popping pads tonight. So
finally is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney. They're proud to support youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We're going to give that to Evan Heiser tonight from BG. You know, we were saying his name a ton on defense, and he's just kind of involved in every part of the BG offense and defense, and just made tackle after tackle tonight.
Yeah, he plays the inside backer on the right hand side, and he did a fantastic job. I mean, he was breaking in, making some tackles for losses, and he made some nice plays out on the field on pass plays. And then also, he ended up running the offense a little bit tonight, just to give the BG fans that made the trip up to Unitigo tonight to look into the future, because, like you said before, Trevor Hallquist is a senior.
Yeah, so Heiser has a bright future ahead, that's for sure. So again, our final score tonight, 28-0. Two scores from Caden Clow in the first half, and then Paul Slauson on a QB sneak, and Nick Carpenter with a little 20-yard run for Unitigo. There are four touchdowns here tonight. Again, they just did it very well, executed very well. Coach McCrone and his staff have to be pleased. So next week we will be watching BG again. We'll be on Friday as BG hosts Unadilla Valley, and I think on Saturday we might go down to Harpersville to check out the Hornets taking on Green next Saturday. So that could be a lot of fun. We won't be anywhere tomorrow. There's not really any local games tomorrow. We'll be keeping an eye on some of the, Oneonta plays tomorrow, Norwich plays tomorrow, but they're all far away. So we'll keep an eye on those, and we'll be back on the air next week. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're taking a weekend off?
I guess.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
You know,
it
all, with football, it depends on the schedule. And, some weekends, everybody's crammed into Friday, and then, in a couple weeks, everybody's crammed into Saturday. So you just never know.
You know, and it's so funny because in my era, it was all about Saturday, and as a kid watching them play, because nobody had lights and everything, but this is just an amazing thing. Friday night lights just brings everybody out. And I'm glad they have it all over the place.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our producer, back in the CDO studios. Again, our final score tonight, Unitigo shuts out Bainbridge Guilford 28-0. And if you want to keep an eye out for the other scores tonight, check out WCDOsports.com. We will be listing all the other scores from the other games that we've been talking about on tonight's broadcast. Again, 28-0, Unitigo over BG. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.